Studio is a call.
Again, technology is a tool. Putting an iPad in a kid's hand isn't going to impart any sort of information or wisdom. So if you're chasing technology at the end, you're not going to get the value out of it. So as we design our classrooms and we put in the infrastructure, whether it's the wire or not, you can change the black boxes about the rent. The only thing I would say is stay away from proprietary systems. Because once you get locked into a proprietary system, that's when it doesn't work with the new black box and start with the thing. If you buy the generic stuff, and maybe it means that you're not going to get the loose bag super superlative thing from HP, but you're going to get some other thing out there, you're going to be able to put that in. And it's just only the tool. It's part of your party information that you're going to work on. You need a capable, enthusiastic teacher, and you need an attentive, receptive student. You get those two in a room, as long as the roof isn't falling down, they can learn. And all the rest of it is just glitter. Thank you.
That's all.
I totally agree with Kevin's remark, and that I think that staff is mindful of the need, and they also they're involved at a level that, you know, as educators and as administrators of education at this district, they will be seeking to educate themselves on what's being done now at other places, because that's what, you know, that's what people do. They go out and check where it's working and what's working and why it's working, and one of the things we're keeping in mind as we move forward as board members and with a lot of the staff is that 21st century, whatever the century is, learning is collaboration. It's about conversation in the classroom. It's about kids making discoveries. And a lot of that is without technology. A lot of that has to be driven in the edge, like just like you said. And I think that I would encourage staff to take a few trips, because you'll find out there are schools out there that have been designed to do a great job making that the environment for kids. So I would think that would be a good idea. And I encourage you to do that.
Right. Yeah, I concur with this group, and the problem is that when you go to places like Little Middle, they don't even have electrical outlets to plug in any of this new plane facility. So I think that's something that we really need to address, is the fact that some of these schools don't even have the electricity and the outlets and things of that nature. Things are being connected by their husbands on the weekend so they can use the projector or that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff we have to eliminate quickly. And I know we all have needs, but when you have movable walls and you have issues like we do at Hilltop Middle or some of the other schools, that's the point. You gotta take care of business that way first. Thank you.
Yeah. This one final thing, I guess, after kind of at the end of this item, is Mr. Bewley's approach of having all the staff members involved in doing this master plan. I think noticed, because what I was thinking about this when we were talking here, it gives the staff talking amongst each other and buying into the whole process. And I think, you know, one of the issues I think district-wide has been the need for improved communication. So that one thing alone, I think, is a positive thing on this. And then finally, and I guess, you know, as a board member, you know, the dilemma that I think that I'm hearing is that this board hopefully will resist the temptation, like past boards, of having the bright, shiny new buildings built that are wonderful, but there's a lot of things inside those walls and those older buildings that can be done to make things better that might be a lot more cost effective. In the long run, you may have the ribbon cutting and all that. But what really counts is there's 100% more classrooms can be touched with the remodeling what you have there now. So that was it.
Any other comments before we move on to item number two? Okay. Item